WCBS News Time, 10:32.
Weatherford takes the snap. Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it. They do. Williams coughed it up on the return, and the Giants have recovered it.
Eli Manning and the Giants had another storybook ending to a playoff game, this time in overtime, thanks to that 49ers fumble called by Bob Papa there on WFAN. Well, with the score tied at 17, the Giants set up Lawrence Tynes to be the hero once again, and his 31-yard field goal sealed the final score at 20-17, sending Big Blue to Indianapolis for Super Bowl 46 and a rematch with the New England Patriots, who beat the Ravens 23-20. Now, a New York-New England matchup will leave a lot of households and one state rather divided. Connecticut is right smack dab in the middle of Patriots and Giants country, and one person who knows this all too well, Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy, who joins us live. Thanks so much for being here, Governor.
No, it's fun to be with you. What a great day of football yesterday. I mean, both games, unusual endings in both cases.
You are so right about that. So which way does Connecticut lean for real? North, east, south, or west?
Well, you know, listen, I think it's a similar dividing line that we have on who's a Yankee fan and who's a Bosax fan. So you get above New Haven, and more people support the Boston-based teams than, say, below New Haven. Now, you know, I was born in Stamford. I'm a New York fan, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, I don't have this divide that a lot of New Yorkers do, that you can only be a Jets fan or you can only be a Giants fan. I'm a New York fan, so
all right.
That's where I'm from. I went to college with a bunch of the Maras. It was great to see the trophy going to Johnny, and you know. So, by the way, I'm a Boston College graduate, and the coach was the former coach at Boston College. Now, having said that, my wife is actually from Massachusetts.
Oh boy.
So she's a Bo Sox fan, and she's a Patriots fan. So we are actually a divided household.
Now, is it usually good-natured ribbing that you guys engage in, or sometimes
let me
it gets
this.
A little dicey?
New York fans are always engaged in good nature, good-natured hard times that we supply our Boston fans. Now, the Boston people, they have no good nature at all when it comes to this stuff. So, you know, we have to be very clear about that.
Now, we've heard stories about the real business boom for a state who has a team in the Super Bowl, and you actually have two teams in the Super Bowl. So how does that fall for you economically?
I would imagine that this will be one of the bigger celebrations of a Super Bowl, at least in 4 years. You know, the reality is it's very exciting for folks in Connecticut, and there is a lot of good natured stuff going on. You can see it already setting up. There's a picture in the Hartford Courant newspaper of a Yankee fan sitting next to a Patriots fan. So you know, this is going to be fun for everybody.
Sharpening his elbow.
Yeah, no, it looked like, you know, there were boyfriend and girlfriend. So
yeah.
Hopefully that relationship will survive the Super Bowl.
I hear. Well, it has in your household so far.
Yeah, for many years, for 29 years, we've survived that. Although I have to point out to her from time to time that the Yankees have substantially greater number of world championships than the Red Sox.
And she says, grumble, grumble.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. But, you know, that's what happens up there.
Well, thanks for going on live with us. It's always great to have you on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And listen, it's going to be a great day.
It certainly is. Well, thank you very much. It's Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy joining us live.